I'm excited for it, though. Okay, ready?
Ready.
Enough boy talk. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I am Vicky B. And we have, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Only the dynamic duo today.
Yeah.
I'm okay with this.
Hell yeah.
Not that I don't like my other girls, but...
The best comes in twos, which is Vicky and I, right? Isn't that what they say?
Is it the best things in life come in pairs?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. I was close there.
Yeah, good enough.
you got what I was saying.
Yeah, I got you, girl. Before I forget, check us out on Facebook at The Broad-Cast. We're also on Twitter at TheBroadcast999. Same with Instagram. Our email is TheBroadcast999@gmail.com. And you can call or text us at 253-778-6029.
Yeah, yeah.
So do send us. I do get the little notifications. I know we got one last time that was saying, like, hey, can you turn it up? So let me know if it does sound louder the last couple podcasts. Because I'm still getting used to this new system. Because it sounds loud to me when I do everything, and then apparently it's not.
Oh, sorry about that.
But we fixed it.
Yay!
But before we actually started, Sarah and I were chatting a little bit about what we're doing this weekend.
Yes. It's Friday.
Finally, right?
I know. Seriously.
But we did talk about we're going to be mostly working.
Yes, working our other jobs. Hopefully doing some working out in there. I will say... I have 1 week left of my cleanse.
How's it been going?
It's actually really good.
Really?
Like, this 6 weeks has, like, flown by almost.
Huh. Yeah, I was going to say, it feels like it's gone pretty quick.
Last time I did this a cleanse like this, the no alcohol kind of thing, it was really tough, and I was like, F this. But this time around, it's been pretty easy. I will say, though, I do actually feel a lot better, and I feel like I've done no carbs, no alcohol before, but this time I eliminated dairy, and my stomach likes me so much better. So that kind of makes me sad because I love dairy.
Do you wonder if you're lactose intolerant?
Or if just maybe my body like just doesn't like as much of it, so now if I need to cut, I miss cheese so bad.
I was going
to
say cheese, your cottage cheese especially, man.
I know. So now, I don't know, next weekend I'm super excited to like at least be able to eat some bread and drink a lot, but now I'm like, do I want to put carbs back in?
You can just do a little bit.
I know, like, I'm so bad with that, though. Like, if you get a pizza... How do you not have cheese on a pizza?
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, it's instead of having your usual, like, I don't know how many slices of pizza you get, but like three or two, you do just one.
Yeah.
Do a salad kind of a thing.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's been, I can't believe 6 weeks is almost like here.
Right?
Yeah. Crazy.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of you.
Friday the 13th, I'm getting crazy.
Crazy. Are you going to do one of the Friday the 13th tattoos a lot of tattoo shops are doing?
Hell no.
I think it's funny.
Are you?
No, I'm going to be out. Well, maybe, because I'm going to be out of town next week.
Dude, you should do it. Where are you going?
I'm going to be going to Seaside, but hanging out in Astoria as well.
Mm, you should get one there.
Well, that was when I'm going with my friend Jamie, and I'm like, we've been working like crazy lately. We need some time to ourselves. This is what I want from the trip, because I got some coupons for the Shiloh Inn here from work.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we're going to go swimming, because they have an indoor pool. We're going to go in the hot tub. I want to eat delicious food, and I want to go shopping. And I want to get tattoos with you.
There you go. Wait, so okay, like, then you should do it on Friday the 13th.
If they have any specials or if they have any openings. But I'm like, we get a little tattoo. Think of what you want. We're going to get a little tattoo.
So it's not going to be matching.
No. I mean, unless it turns out that way, cool, but.
Do you know what you want?
Not yet.
Oh. Okay, well, you have like a week to think about it.
I'll figure it out. I got it.
Do you know where you want it?
I don't. It depends, I guess. If I do a Friday the 13th, a lot of the times they do a flash. Like, I know Cicada Tattoo, they're doing, like, all the different artists are doing different flash, which is little cartoon drawings relating to Friday the 13th or bad luck.
Oh, okay.
So you pick one, and depending on the shop you go to, some places will do $13 tattoos, or they'll flip it, $31 tattoos, because it's expensive. Like, $13 barely covers the cost of the needles and the ink and stuff. Or it just depends on the shop in general.
That's still really cool, though, that they do that.
Some places do $40, $50 tattoos. Like, it all depends.
Dude, go get your tattoos next Friday, you guys.
Yeah, there's a bunch of shops, so just check out your local listing.
You should get one on your hoo-ha.
Yeah, no. Although I did see one of, like, a Medusa head, and, like, I was a bikini, so I didn't see the rest. But you saw Medusa's, like, face.
That is so creepy.
It was so cool.
I don't know if that would turn me on going down there.
It's kind of cool. Like, if it's Medusa's face you're talking to.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Can I make out with you?
Dirty. But tonight, I'm gonna be, what am I doing tonight? Crap.
She doesn't even know.
I have to go wedding bridesmaid's dress shopping. Because I have a wedding next week and I need to get my bridesmaid dress.
Wow, cutting it close,
dude. A little bit.
I like how you're not stressing. If this was me, I would be stressing out that I didn't have a dress yet. Not because like I like dresses or I'm like, oh my God, I need a dress. But because I'd be like, I'm like in a wedding.
I think, well, last time I was in a wedding. And so the dress that I had rented out, I rented it out through this company. And I'm like, okay, it's going to get delivered on Saturday. The wedding is on Monday. And then I returned the dress in the mail on Tuesday. Easy peasy. I'm supposed to get it Saturday, and it's Saturday night. The latest it's supposed to arrive is 8, and it's not here. And I'm checking the thing. It says it's on its way. It's on its way. And finally, Saturday, I look it's again, lost. And it says, oh, it wasn't, it didn't get intercepted in Seattle by the, like, so it arrived after the driver left. So I wasn't going to get it until Monday. My problem is I'm leaving right after work to the wedding. So I don't know if I would even if I go back to my house, will it be there?
Yeah.
Like, I have to leave immediately. Call them up. I'm like, can you please cancel this and give me a refund? So I have to work Sunday, get off work, and race to the mall to find a dress that's similar to it, like a dark blue dress.
This is so stressful.
That was stressful. I had half a day to find a dress, and I couldn't alter it or anything. So I had to make it work. And I got it done. This I have a week.
I'm still totally
fine.
Out.
I'm totally fine. You're worst crazy. Comes to worst, I still have for the bachelorette party, we had to wear all white because the bride wore black. So I still have that white bachelorette dress. So I could always, let's just dip dye that purple.
God, it seems like so much work to me.
Oh, I usually dye a lot of my clothes because I found the perfect white shirt the other day, but it's white. I'm going to stain that stuff. So I'm gonna dye it a black or a dark blue or something real cute. Because I'm not
resourceful.
I don't like, I'm like, it was perfect. It was $5.
You just go in your Nordstrom birthday suit.
I guess. I don't know. Can I just dunk myself in a vat of paint and just call it good? So that's what I'm doing tonight. Tomorrow, I hit up my old roommates. I think we're drunk. Hit me up. They're like, we haven't seen you in a while. We need to hang out.
I love those texts.
Shout out to Mega Blaze.
What's that, Mega Blaze?
And so we're going to be going to the Depressed Cake Shop, which I know it sounds kind of weird, but apparently it's NAMI. It's a NAMI Seattle annual event. The Depressed Cake Shop is coming up on Saturday, October 7th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for Mental Illness Awareness Week. And apparently, the baked goods kind of follow the theme. Like the outside of the cake or cupcake dessert is a colored gray, representing the way that mental illness can weigh us down or dampen our light, while inside is sweet and sometimes colorful interior symbolizes hope. It's mostly to kind of get people talking about mental health issues. And I know we just recently had the I'm Listening.
Mm-hmm.
You can check out the whole podcast BJ did at imlistening.org. And it's good to talk about it. And
so it's going
to
be like a bakery filled with like sad looking tasty things. Mm-hmm.
And actually, our friend Barbara Ann Kim is going to be a part of it.
Barbara.
She made a really beautiful cake and you can check it out. We can share it, too. I can twist it around. It's like just a little umbrella with rain coming down. It's sad, but it's really pretty.
It's like a crying cake.
A little bit, but it's really pretty. It's awareness.
So do people just go there and eat, or do they go there and talk and eat, or do you like have to sign up?
I guess it's going
to
be an Optimist Brewing Company, I believe. So it's just a benefit. Like, I think it's just, I don't really know what it expects.
That means there's going to be beer there, too?
Yep.
Hey.
Dogs and kids are welcome. Mental health affects us all. Cards will be accepted, but cash is encouraged. Limited quantities of vegan and gluten-free confections available, so get there early.
Nice.
And all benefits go to help these programs and all this stuff. So it's just a super cool idea.
That's really cool, yeah.
And my roommate sent me to it, so this is going to be a lot of fun tomorrow.
Because let's get real. Cupcakes and cakes make everyone feel better.
Right.
Yes.
This might be a little PMSy, so this is perfect.
Right.
Perfect
get
timing.
Get all those cravings fixed.
And speaking of being cranky... I found another interesting, I know we do a lot of lists, but I saw this and it pissed me off as I read it.
Oh my, Vicky's been in a mood.
I was in a mood and I was in total fine mood, but it pissed me off that this person wrote this. So it's from like cafemom.com or thestir.cafemom.com, which I'm pretty sure it's just like a blog site. And it's the person who wrote this, and I can't find the person's name on here. It says... It's basically the article is 20 things no woman should ever do in front of her husband. All right. Uh-huh. It says, one of the best things about marriage is the comfortable feeling or level you get to with a person who knows you both inside and out. After 10 years of marriage, I can officially say that I have done most of the things in front of my husband, including shower, pee, have babies, laugh until soda came out of my nose and sleep. But there's still a few things I will never do in front of him, no matter how well he knows me or how long we've been together. It's like, it's not that we aren't intimate. We are deeply, but I am someone who believes strongly in the power of distance in certain circumstances. It makes the heart grow fonder after all. No matter how much you love somebody in relationships, some things are meant to stay private forever. And I was like, okay, well, I guess some things like...
But like, if you're trying to be a full, like, comfortable level with someone, shouldn't that be like a full comfortable level with someone?
Right.
Like 110%?
Like, I get maybe... I'm trying to think what... Like, whenever I get married, like, what thing I don't want to be... Because, like, when I'm, like, the first one on the list is be sick to your stomach.
Like throw up?
I think of both. I'm sorry, ladies. I don't care how much the two of you love each other and how many times he has held your hair while it comes out the other end. The fact is, no one, and I mean, no one wants to hear all the ripping and pushing that comes with being sick to your stomach, the number two way. Sorry, keep that stuff literally to yourself. Turn on the fan and keep him out until you have sprayed major air freshener. Like, I get maybe the first couple dates or first couple of months into dating somebody, you don't want them to know you do that. You don't, like, don't want to be embarrassed of the smell or the noises. But guess what? You're human.
Yeah, we all have the same digestive system going on.
And
like,
I'm not saying, like, keep the door open or anything like that. Like, I get it. You want to have your private time and you don't really want anybody to bother you. You're not comfortable, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's going to happen. Like, it's you're going to have, you know, bad Mexican food, you know, from a
taco truck.
Some taco trucks are really delicious.
Okay,
let's say gas station sushi. You have something really awful. You're sick. You can't help it. I don't know. That kind of annoyed me. It's like, you're going to be sick sometimes. If you don't want him there witnessing it with his HD camera in place, like, I get that.
It's weird, too, because so if you're getting sick to your stomach throwing up, to me, I have no problem with that. Like, I don't know, puking... Yeah, it's gross, but it doesn't really do much. Like, if you start puking, I don't get triggered that I'm going to start puking.
Yeah, you don't have the gag.
Yeah, my boyfriend does, though. He's a trooper, but, like, if I start puking, he will start gagging kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, like, I would rather be like, I'm going to puke rather than, like, I'm going to poop my pants. You know, to me, that's still really weird for me and him. And we've been together for, like, 6 months now. So we've been on plenty of dates. I have had plenty of terrible stomach aches where I feel like I'm going to die. And I, like, feel like I can't tell him. And we're going to be going away next month. And I'm already freaking out about the hotel room. But I can tell him about that. You know, like, he's very open. Like, dude, I don't care. Everyone poops. I get it. It doesn't matter. Thank God he's like that. Because if he was like how this article sounds and he would be so disgusted, I would be like, what do you want me to do about it? Like,
I mean,
I wish I couldn't. I wish I didn't have to, but I'm human. Like, I don't know.
I mean, there is poopery, which I think I'm totally for. I love poopery because I don't want to smell it either. Like, it's mine and I don't want to smell it. And there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I don't want to smell yours.
Like, it's like, spraying it down. But, like, I'll times where, like, when I was with exes or with, like, the last guy I was seeing, I was like, I'm really not feeling good right now. It's like, I'm going to have to use the bathroom. So, like, I'm going to need you to, like, if you're in there doing your hair or whatever, I'm going to need you to clear out.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to be feeling good. Like, yes, I opened the window, had the fan on because I don't like the smell. And, like, I just want to be able to have it in my peace. But I don't ever want to have to, like, hide it because I have to.
Yeah, because they're going to be, quote unquote, so turned off by it or whatever.
Like, guess what? Like, especially, I'm like, the guy has been there when you had babies. Didn't you do that? A lot of people do number two when they push a baby out.
Well, yeah, which also, I think it's just me and how I wish I was so comfortable with it. I wish I didn't care. I wish, but it's always been a weird thing for me. Like, I fear about doing that, giving a baby. I'm like, oh God, that doesn't happen. That's so weird.
But, like, one of the things, like, when I've been told, it's like, no, all modesty goes out the window. It's like, you don't care. Okay.
You are
really
pushing
don't.
A human out of your hoo-ha, so.
Right. The other thing is, like, I think after a couple of months or, I mean, a couple of years and all that, you're like, okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Leave me be. Like, you know what I'm going to be doing. Like, I've kind of started this thing where I'm trying to be more comfortable with girls talking about it because I would always never talk about any of that. And so, like, when I work at the restaurant, I tell the girls, hey, you know what? I need to go to the bathroom, wash my tables. I got to do a twosie. Like, so it's going to be a minute. So keep an eye on my tables.
Yeah, me and one of the waitresses I work with have a hand gesture.
of what,
like, what's it kind of like?
It's like an up to and then a down to. Yeah, like peace sign and then peace down. That she just gives me a hey, and then I'm like, okay.
I like that, actually. That's really cool.
Yeah, so you don't have to say anything. If there's people at the bar or something, you just do it, and then she vanishes. So, but yeah, I want to get, I mean, at least I'm comfortable now to where I can talk. Like, I'm not comfortable necessarily doing it. I'm like, dude, I don't even care. I'll leave the hotel room if it's bad. Like, you know, or you leave the hotel room.
I'm going to buy you some poopery for your vacation.
Please do. Or you tell can get me travel where it's ones. At because that would be really helpful. But then there's also the noise. And then sometimes, like, I run the faucet. And then it's so obvious. Dude,
that's why you get a smartphone. I'll play music, man. I'll start just playing music, just jamming out in there, going to the bathroom.
I have had, like, I mean, it's been a thing when I've just, like, been in a hotel room with, like, a random hookup or something. And I'm like, I got to go to my car. I don't feel, you know. Oh.
Usually I try to let her sleep and...
But yeah, I hope by the time, like, especially if you're married, because this is a list about people being married.
Yeah,
when you're married, you should be able to do everything and anything.
It's like, come on, buddy. Next one on the list is pick your nose. It's like, I drive heave at the thought. We all know it has to happen sometimes, but just keep that stuff to yourself. No one wants fingers. No one's fingers belong in anyone's nose is the end. I'm like, have you never picked your nose and it feels so much better after?
Plus, like
I'm not going to necessarily just sit there and, like, do it, like, digging for gold. But I'll go in there sometimes because I have a nose ring and it's, like, I get allergies or it gets dry and, like, I need to get up in there. And that's the only way. Blowing the nose won't do anything. So I don't care. All right?
Yeah, I don't even, like, I mean, I can't even, I guess I don't really do it. Like, I don't know. That's weird. That's a weird one.
Like, if, like, and it doesn't have to be, like, you digging
maybe
for
it's
gold.
Like, yeah, maybe
just,
if it's, like a constant thing, it's weird. But, like, yeah.
Especially if you eat it in front of them. Okay, that's gross.
No.
Don't eat your boogers.
You just should never do that even when you're alone.
All right. This one annoys me very much. You should never cut your toenails in front of your husband.
See, that's weird.
I don't know why, but this really skews me out. I don't want to see him doing it, and I will get my pedicures at a salon far away from his prying eyes.
Okay, so this is a female writing this.
Yes. This is a female who's been married.
Like, what?
For 10 years. It's like, they're freaking toenails.
So is our fingernails okay if we cut them?
It's like, guess what? Sometimes they get long. Sometimes you cut them, throw it away, get over it. It's, I don't know. That one is annoying.
I wish feet weren't, like, so weird to people. And, like, I get why. I don't really even get why they're so weird to people. Maybe because, like, we walk on them so and they smell sometimes.
Sweat,
but.
Yeah.
But I feel, I wish they weren't so weird.
It's like, so are you not going to let him give you a foot massage?
Yeah.
Like,
what if you wanted to suck on your toes?
Like, I'm not a big fan because I work on my feet a lot. So my, like, and playing so many years of soccer have kind of pushed my nails in a little bit. So I get, like, fuzzy stuck under my nails all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, it does not smell good when you clear them out. I'm not going to lie. It smells like when I gauge my ears.
Oh, so it's, but, like, what if some guy really wanted to lick your toes?
Why would he lick something else? Jesus.
Hey, some people like the toes.
I know. It's,
man,
not my jam, okay? Unintentional. That
it's
was
not
awesome.
My toe jam.
All right. Speaking of another annoying one, pick a wedgie. I am sure some of you feel just fine doing this, but let's face it, panty lines are one of the most unsightly fashion faux pas there are, but. He doesn't need to know that your underwear slips into your butt crack. Turn around, pick it out, keep the mystery. It's like, come on. He's usually doing stuff to that area down there. I feel like a panty line being pulled out is not the worst thing he's ever seen.
Plus, like, let's get real. First of all, I hate panty line. It is a pet peeve of mine, so I totally get that. But if you can see your panty line, you could, okay, and you can tell when someone has a wedgie. And that's the most weirdest look ever.
Right.
Like, I would be like, oh, girl, you need to pick that. Or, like,
even if there wasn't it wasn't visible, but you have, like, come on. Like, he's going down there. He is seeing all sorts of things. I think a wedgie being pulled out is not the worst thing.
Yeah.
And I think it's funny. It's like, I got a wedgie.
Or, like, ask him to pull it for you.
You
might like that.
I've done that with girls. Like, I have a wedgie and I don't want to pull it. And I, like, go up and pull it for them.
Yeah,
they've gotten
you.
Mad. I got you, girl. And they're like, what the hell's wrong with you?
All the things.
All right. I know. Don't get me started. Floss your teeth. It's not a big deal. He won't divorce you over flossing. But do you really want him to see you wide mouth picking nasty chunks of old food from between your molars like some kind of animal? Like, here's the thing, bitch. Animals don't floss. You dumb bitch. Like, seriously, who cares? He wants you wide mouth, you know, doing other things.
Plus, my thing is like, his tongue is going to be all down your throat, like, all around your tongue in your mouth. Like,
maybe he'll get some of that chunk food or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
is it bad that with all this lady's rules, I totally picture her husband cheating on her? Is that awful of me to think?
No, because she's crazy.
Yeah.
Plus, if you guys are both brushing your teeth and then, like, what is okay if he flosses, then you're just like, sorry, babe, you got to leave so I can floss. Like, my boyfriend would think I was crazy.
Right. That's why I was thinking of having guys in here to see what they thought of this.
Ooh, to see if they agreed or not.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Oh.
I don't know. Any guys available? I asked Danny and Joe, and they were
like
none available.
We could see like next week or something.
Yeah, see if we can go through.
Load on the list and see if they would agree or not.
Yeah, I like it. All right, next week. Next one on the list is shave your face. So some women do this as a mean exfoliation, like it clears your skin, or hair removal. Either way, never, never let him see. Unless you want him to think that you're a beard lady. Unless that's a turn on for him, it could be a problem. That is all. It's like, here's the thing. A lot of us have peach fuzz all over, whether it's dark or not. I have peach fuzz all over my body.
All over.
I got the fuzzies. I did that the other day. I'm like, oh my God, I have like all over my face. I have tiny little peach fuzz that you won't really notice.
Do you shave it?
I had like a little eyebrow trimmer thing, like a little razor thing for my eyebrow. And I started doing it. I was like, it more out of fun. I'm like, look. Oh my God, I had so much. I didn't know that.
That's so weird.
It's so weird.
I'm lucky enough to where I am not that hairy, so I have never shaved my face before, but I have a lot of girlfriends who do get the mustache.
And like I do too, and I usually wax it, but I have the same razor thing, and a lot of people don't shave their face because they think it's going to grow out like a man's beard.
Yeah,
and
darker.
Unless you have that testosterone, like I've seen women who do have it, but if you have like a lot of testosterone hormonal issues, that's when it could come out thicker. But if you just have the peach fuzz and you just shave it off, it's not a big deal. Like, it's not going to come out thicker.
Yeah.
So guess what?
I wonder if guys would be turned off by that.
It's, guess what? Like, we are naturally hairy creatures. Like, guys are like, oh my God, you have a little bit of stubble on your leg. Like, just like a day or two's worth, right? Well, for you, it'd be like 2 weeks worth because you're not hairy. I'm hairy. It's just like, guess what? I'm a freaking human being and I'm not here to necessarily be a flawless, perfect, picture perfect creature for you at all times because that is unrealistic and stupid.
Plus, women didn't get like the whole like, we don't have the hair and we don't poop and we don't, you know what I mean? Like, we are just like you guys.
It's like, we're just... So if I
we just don't really get it on our face as bad, which is really nice because that'd be really annoying to like have to shave a beard every other day.
And I know, and I've seen people who, you know what, they just rock it. Like some women just kind of do their thing. Like there's a gal, and I'm totally blanking on her name, but she's huge, like feminist icon. She was diagnosed with something. It has to do with your ovaries, and your hormones are all out of whack, and. So one of the side effects is increasing facial hair. And so it would just like bum around. And then one day she's like, you know what? I'm going to own it. And so she grows out her beard, but she does her makeup all flawless. Like she's got the liner and the brows and everything. She's like, yeah, this is me. All right. This is part of my disease. I'm going to rock it. And so she's just been a huge inspiration to, if you know, you don't care if that's cool and you don't mind it. Like if your spouse is like, cool, you do you. Like I've known many guys who are like, yeah, I've dated girls with hair armpits. That is so
weird to me. I mean, that's really good for her. And like, I don't know how I would like, I would probably shave every second of my life because I don't want a beard. But I think hairy armpits are on a female are disgusting. And I have friends who do it. And I have coworkers who don't shave. And I'm just like...
It's not your jam.
It is so far out of my jam. Like, not cool. I don't know why. I don't care if you have hairy legs.
It's just the armpit, so it's not like...
I don't see your hoo-ha. So, I mean, if I was going down there, I probably would want it shaved or
trimmed.
But, like, the armpits for a girl, I think, is so...
To be fair, like, guy armpit hair, when it's a lot, like, my brother, he'll trim his...
Yeah,
like just cut it so it's not like a big old bush.
Even when it's a big old bush and their like arms are like down by their sides and it's sticking out, I think that's weird. Even if it is on a dude,
so it's just like a lot of hair underarm in general. Because I think we equate that area with like your legs hairy being hairy, they don't typically smell.
Yeah,
but I think armpits hair would like
it gets really wet
and it would hold on to that moisture.
And even with the deodorant, it sometimes gets in there.
I feel like in general armpits are stinky. So adding anything that'll keep them stinky makes them gross. I wouldn't want to keep my armpits. I like having shaved armpits.
I just think that makes it look so much smoother. Feels nice when you lift your arms up.
It doesn't look itchy.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't get caught on anything. When you slide that deodorant on, it feels good. Like. I don't know.
So it's more or less just the smell thing and the
look. It looks terrible
on everybody usually.
Yeah, but if a guy shaved his armpits, that would be really weird.
Although
I
when
would
a guy,
not be okay
although
with
when
that.
A guy shaved his, I've noticed a few guys with armpits shaved, and I didn't really think about it until like a little
until
while
after,
later.
And you were like, "Wait, something's missing."
Yeah, and so it's like it doesn't weird me out too much.
It would so weird me out if my boyfriend shaved his armpits. I'd be like, "You're not a man. Why are you doing this?" Unless he was like a swimmer, and then they went faster or something.
But I mean, you still want it trimmed and clean.
Yeah, I don't want it like a forest either.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't care.
It's so making my armpits itch, like talking about
I'm like, I like being smooth because I love like wearing like a tank top and underwear and like in bed and just like my nice clean sheets. Like I just shaved and everything's soft and the blanket's soft.
Yeah, and you're like a little colder because you don't have that like.
But everything's sliding because I have like the like really soft sheets. What are they called?
Silky?
No, not quite silk. It's like almost like not fleece, but kind of.
Oh, okay, yeah,
like those really soft blankets that they have out right now. That's my sheets. So I'll just lay in there, just like, it's so soft. And I'm sliding.
What Vicky does on her weekends.
And my king-size bed.
California king.
Next one. Not quite.
It isn't?
No.
Oh.
California kings are bigger.
I really thought your bed was that big. Wow.
Next one is Papa Zit. It's like, yeah, you're not going to like me. If you don't like zit popping, then don't date me.
Vicky loves that.
Oh, I went nuts yesterday. It was so good.
Oh, God.
My hormones are a little nuts right now. But like I had like one under my nose and it like kept going and going because I finally got in there.
Yeah.
I had my utensils, like my little poker and everything. I just got it out. And I'm so happy. But then I clean my face, make sure I don't get any more bacteria in there.
And you'd be cool doing that in front of your dude.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do this in the bathroom, dude, or in my mirror. If you don't like it, get the hell out.
Bye.
But it's going to happen. But this is like, this is just a gross thing and something no one needs to see. I don't want to see him do it, and I'm sure as hell don't want him to see me do it. If the bathroom door is locked, you can wait outside, honey. It's like, okay, cool. Next one is belch. I'm sure there's some couples who think it's really funny and don't. If that's not you, just don't do it. Belching may be funny, but it's not sexy. See, yes. I've had ex-boyfriends that think it's funny as all hell when I do it.
It's weird. Come to think of it, I don't really burp.
I don't either.
Like unless I just drink soda or something, but it's never really something that's like, you know?
Yeah,
so I'm like trying to even think of that even. I mean, if he burp, I don't know. I don't care.
I think it's funny sometimes, but I've trained myself not to burp. And it's kind of, and I didn't really even notice I did this until everyone's like, why do you hiccup all the time? And I'm not really hiccuping. It's just one hiccup.
Oh.
So in my, like I push the air
back.
Out. I push the air out and it's like, hup! And that's me. And sometimes I will. Like I'm drinking a soda and I'll kind of burp and just kind of let the air out.
Yeah,
but I don't really make too many audible burps just in general. I don't know. Next one is remove hair. This means everything. I don't shave, wax, tweeze, or anything in front of my man. That's just how I roll. Like, bitch, when we're sharing a shower, it's like you can get in the water, rinse off, you know, do your hair. I'm going to shave my legs on the other side of the tub.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it's cold, I'm going to shave.
I've shaved, I think, everything in front of dudes before.
Like armpits, legs, hoo-ha.
Yeah.
Everything.
Even they want to help with the hoo-ha. Right. They're usually like, well, let me hoo-ha. And I'm like, you're going to cut me off. No.
No, some guys are interested because how do you shave your hoo-ha? Because I kind of do a weird plie thing.
Yep.
Like a
yep.
squat.
Honestly, sometimes I put one leg up, get all up in the booty.
No, that's I do a deeper squat for that one.
Wow. Well, you're like a master squatter. Like,
well, it's like it's a plie squat, so it's kind of...
You get see my shower's so small that like I would hit the door open with my knees.
Oh, you have an actual shower.
Yeah, yeah. And my shower is one person, super super tiny. So if I did that squat, like
it would
my
work.
Knees would be like hurting and hitting everything.
Yeah, I do. I have a bathtub. That's why.
That makes sense. No,
shower.
I'm usually like the leg up.
That's pretty hot.
It's
but it does get kind of tricky. But I've had I had an ex boyfriend who had a full tattoo sleeve. On his arm.
Ooh.
So he would shave his arm. So we would take turns. Like, he's like, oh, can I borrow your razor? And he'd shave his arm. So, because you could see all the detail in his tattoo. So I always thought that was
funny.
Oh, so
he would always shave one of his arms?
Yeah. Not always, like once every couple weeks. Because he was pretty hairy too. So he'd shave
it. Yeah. I mean, to look at the artwork, might as well, right?
He's like, I didn't spend all this money to not show it off.
To have it covered by my arm hair.
Fair enough. That's a good point. And it's like tweezing and stuff. You're not going to tweeze your eyebrows or you're stupid. The other one is poop. Sorry, ladies, I know some of you disagree with me, and I think the family who poops together stays together, but no, or you think no. You know what? Sometimes it's going to happen.
I wish there wasn't surveys like this, and I wish it wasn't so, like, frowned upon that females do. Like, I wish that wasn't in our world.
I grew up with my mom going to the number two with the door open. Like, if I needed to do my hair or something, it's like, okay.
See, like, I'm the opposite. I grew up with none of that, and no one really talked about it.
Yeah, I don't.
So it's so different for me. Like, I was telling my boyfriend that the other day. I was like, yeah, we didn't grow up with that or anything. He was like, what? Because he was totally grew up differently with his family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they would fart and burp all the time. And I'm like, no, we never did in mine.
Yeah, we would burp and fart and everything. My mom would hate it when we burp, but sometimes we'd
just
like
do
one
it.
Of us would like let go of a heinous one. I remember she was just choking. She like opened the window. She's like, oh God, what the hell? What's dying inside of you? Like, it wasn't fun to smell, but it was like, okay, whatever, it happened.
Yeah.
It's like, get over it. Hey, it's happening. But yeah, my mom, like my dad, when I got older, he stopped going to the bathroom with the door open.
Because
I
was good. That'd older. Be weird now.
Yeah. just because it was.
You get to that age where it's weird.
Yeah. Like where it's like, I don't want to see you naked-ish.
Yeah, no.
And I don't know if my mom does it when my brother's around because we're not home at the same time usually, my brother and
probably
I.
Probably
so not. She usually just keeps the door open when it's my dad or I.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, your mom still keeps the door open when it's you too?
Yeah.
Weird.
I'm like, okay, it's mom. Or she just gets changed. I'm like, mom, can I come in? She's like, yeah, I'm getting changed. So she'll get
getting
dressed.
Changed is different. But if my mom's mom was like open, I'd be like,
but usually I don't want to be in there when she's going number two because it's not pleasant smelling.
Sorry, mom.
I mean, not like it's poo. It doesn't smell good. Nobody smells good.
What's that song? My S don't stank, but lean a little bit closer. Soon. This is really smelling. No? Okay.
Poo poo.
Thank you.
Gross. This one's a little, I kind of get it, but not really. Only because I already hate this lady. Drive badly. It's like, you know when you get a brand new car and you take it off the lot after spending more than $30,000? I'm like, no, not $30,000.
I don't know that life, actually.
And you promptly scratch it right in front of him? Yeah, don't do that. Or if you do, cover your ears and block the screams of horror. If you ding the car, better do it with his eyes or elsewhere. Like, okay, like, I'm not saying run around like an idiot. Like, drive like an idiot. Like, nobody wants to be in a car with anybody that's driving like an idiot.
No, I hate this one, especially because you think that girl that just bought that $30,000 car meant to do that? You think bitches purposefully drive bad? Like, I'm just a bad driver. Yeah. I don't, like,
that's why we don't give you nice things.
I can't help that I suck at driving, whether my boyfriend's in the car or not. Like, you think I'm trying to, like, take 8 times to parallel park? No, okay? And if you have such a problem with it, maybe you should be the one that's driving.
The one thing I do, I'm like,
wow,
okay.
I was really passionate about that. Right? I'm sorry.
I wasn't expecting that.
Ugh.
But like my dad, like whenever, like, because I've got a new old car that I've had for a year now. And like when anybody like bumps into it, he's like, what did you do? And I'm like, it wasn't me. Like somebody bumped, like somebody hit my car the other day. Not like a dent, but a scrape. And it's like white. I'm sure I can buff it out with whatever. But I was so mad.
I was going to say, you seem very, very calm about this.
I mean, only if it was like a dent, I think I'd be more mad.
Yeah.
But I knew my dad, I told my dad ahead of time, I'm like, somebody hit my car when I was at work all day at the restaurant. So I don't know who it was because that nobody knows. Like everyone parks like idiots in Seattle. They're going to hit my car.
That's true.
So it wasn't me. Like that's before my dad got on my case. What? Who did you hit? What were you doing? Yeah.
I just hate that this is even in there. It's like why would what? Like why would someone purposely drive bad in front of don't drive bad in front of them? Like, well,
don't drive bad in general if you can avoid it.
Yeah, like I don't even understand it.
Drive your best. Be on your best behavior.
Always.
You know.
That's dumb.
Right. This one is criticizes manhood. Would you like it if he said that you had small breasts that didn't do it for him or an ugly vagina? No. They don't do the same. It's not funny ever. This one I kind of agree with.
I do. I'm pretty bad at that too. Well,
you
not
criticize
bad at
him?
It. I mean, I don't criticize, but I just...
All right, explain yourself.
I like poke fun.
Okay.
Like, and I accidentally say something like, how's the little guy doing today? Like, but not realizing that I said little. And I'm like, how's the normal size? I mean, how's the large man doing?
How's my how's my buddy doing?
I don't know.
My mind-blowing, amazing buddy.
Yeah. Oh, it's just so
but, like,
big.
That's not like criticizing. I think it's the girls, like when you're in a fight... The ones that immediately go for the dong size.
Oh, yeah. No, I would
It's just
never
like, oh, my
that.
God, why don't you take that? It's like, you were totally looking at her. How'd she like to know that you had such a tiny bleep, beep, beep, beep? It's just like, okay, why is that necessary? Or it's like, oh, you know,
Yeah, no, because that's just really hard. And if a guy said that about art, we would get so...
Right. I think if it was not, I don't want to say accidental, but if it's kind of an all fun, like kind of what you did, that's not a big deal. But
well, yeah,
if you're being a dick about it...
Yeah.
Then, yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah, like, well, even if he was joking, he'd be like, how are the little boobs doing? I'd be like,
well, like, I was...
little boobs.
Well, like, I hooked up with a buddy once when I was, like, 20. And because he had always dated women that were, he has a thing for plus size women.
Oh.
And so I was like, curvier. I was one of the smaller girls he had ever been with. So when he grabbed my boobs for the first time, he's like, oh, they're like nice little handfuls. And I was just like, what? Because he was used to like big old boobs.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, they're nice little handfuls. I'm like, what?
Thanks.
And
then they back up with like, no, I mean, like, it's perfect. He's like, it's no, a perfect good. Size like, they fit for my hand.
Yeah. And it's like, that's exactly what he did. So I was like, okay, like, I know you didn't mean it that way.
Yeah. But still, you're like, just looking at them like, grow, please.
This one's a little, I don't know. This one says, step on a scale. If he's not allowed to ask you about your weight, he's not allowed to see it either, right? Makes sense.
I personally would never step on a scale in front of probably anyone except for the doctor. And even if he went to the doctor's office with me, I would tell him to turn around and I would close my eyes. I've done that before.
You don't want to know your size?
Hell no, I don't want to know my weight.
No, that's just because you don't want anybody. It's not that you don't want him to know.
No, I just don't want anyone to know.
Yeah, you don't want to know either.
No, because okay. I know me and I know I would like...
fixate.
Oh, I'd fixate, totally. And actually, I never even thought about my guy knowing that. It's like, I probably wouldn't like that either, to be honest.
Because then you'd be like, is he judging? Like,
yeah, exactly.
At the same time, it's like, I don't think weight matters so much anymore. There is this picture roaming around this girl, or people were tweeting stuff like, if you're over this weight, you're not allowed to wear crop top shirts. You're not allowed to wear short shorts or thigh high socks. And it's like, if you were more than this weight. And so she stepped on a scale and she was bomb. Like, oh my God, she was a smoke show. She stepped on the scale. She was like 140, but she was like muscle and she, like, not like
toned.
She was toned and she had big old boobs and like big old hips. And she was just, she wore crop top and stuff with the socks and everything. She's like, really?
Dude, good for her. I want to see. That's awesome. I'll
see if I can find it after the podcast. But it's just like, it doesn't necessarily, the number itself isn't a big deal, like, because they can look at you. If they like what they see, then what does the number have to do?
Yeah, I've seen people post like a picture of them from a few years ago where they were big and a picture of them now where they're like in shape and toned. And they're like, this is the same weight. Like, I am the same weight as I was.
Yeah,
you know?
Muscle because muscle is more than fat.
Yeah. And so that makes me feel better. But I still know myself that if I looked at a number, I would be very...
And that's just your personal preference, like, because even you don't want to know. It's not like, yeah. It's a secret because I'm a lady. He shouldn't know my number.
Yeah,
it's like,
no.
I don't want anybody to know.
Yeah, exactly.
This one is bad nudity. Sure, nudity can be great, but it can also be bad. We're talking things like chores or other mundane tasks where you have to bend and move around so all your stuff comes out, not sexy. What?
Pretty sure it'd be sexy still.
Like, if he loves me, like, what are you going to do when you have sex? Just lie there flat so you don't roll up a certain... You're not ever going to be on top because you're afraid your chins are going to show?
Like, yeah.
What are you going to do, honey?
Like, and I'm pretty sure if I'm cleaning and then my boob pops out, pretty sure he's going to be, like, cool with it.
He's like, he doesn't care about anything that might roll up at any point. It's like, I've done that where I'm like, oh, you know, I guess I'm just going to wear my long... You know, thigh-high socks, short shorts, and a tank top with no bra, and just make dinner, and it's so sexy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They are new
cold,
dishes.
But...
It's a little cold. Yeah, luckily the heater was on. But it's like, it's some... I don't know. Is it just me? Like, I think if I was into girls, I would totally think that kind of stuff is sexy. It's like normal, everyday stuff. Like,
yeah. I would want them naked all the time, probably.
Right. It's like, let's just hang around. Let's watch Netflix and curl up. And
come to think about it, though, if it was like a dude doing it, that'd be really funny.
Oh my
if he
God,
was
that'd
like
be
in
hilarious.
Short shorts and like his
or like his speedos. It's like, hey. Like he's cleaning. He's what is it? Dusting the cabinets and he like stretches. Oh yeah, I gotta get down on these cabinets and his stuff pops out the back. Oh God,
dude, just show, I would show you how like different like guys and girls are sometimes in the mud because that would be like. I mean, I don't even know if I'd be turned on. That would just be so funny that I'd be like, okay, well, now you're obviously going to get laid because this is hilarious.
Right.
But like,
it's like, hell
put it
yeah,
away
baby.
For a second.
It's like, finish cleaning, then come get
yeah,
laid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You missed a
it's
spot.
Like, he puts like the little chamois cloth around his stuff and he's wiping the cat. It's just like
a chamois. So absorbent.
Next on the list is fart. It's like lots of very gross things happen with this one, so I refuse to fart intentionally, and hey, I make him hold it in too.
Guess. This one's so, like, I'm having a huge problem with this one in my relationship now.
Right,
because
what?
I am so, it's never been something I've been, like, openly free about or doing or ever, and he's like, dude, it's fine, just do it, la, la. And so he's becoming more comfortable with me, I feel like, so, and then he's trying to make me comfortable with him, so mm-hmm. he's, like, trying to be more, but I'm so...
in my mind about it. And sometimes I'm like in legit pain because I know I have to, but my mind will just not get over the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's not good to keep it in, but your stomach is like, what the hell are you doing? But you're like, I don't want to, this is so awkward. And then you don't know if it's going to be loud or not loud or smell bad or not smell bad. Ugh.
No.
It's a tough one.
It's a tough one because with my last like long-term boyfriend, like was like about a year, he wanted me to be as comfortable with him as possible. So he would, when he'd see my face, like kind of the same thing, it's starting to hurt. And he's like, are you okay? I'm like, yep. He's like, your stomach hurt? I'm like, yeah. He's like, you got a fart, don't you?
That's
like,
what mine does.
And I'm like, no. And so he would get on top of me and push my stomach. He's like, I need you to fart. I need you to be okay with this. So he'd start pushing on my stomach. I'm like, no, I don't want to fart in front of you. I'm your delicate princess.
I'm a delicate flower.
I don't fart. And so like eventually I started, like once I started doing it around him, he's like, nice one. Like it just started like... And like, if thinking with the last guy, I think I started doing that around him too. I'm like, dude, I'm in my pajamas. I'm comfortable. Like, we just ate. Like, it's
happen. Right? Or like a day of like just eating and drinking,
right,
whatever you want. And then like the night sets in and your body's like, what? And then I'm just like sitting there like, oh, yeah.
I could not date a guy. Like, I get like maybe holding it in for a couple days, a couple months. But like, if I'm really digging you and you're my actual boyfriend and you can't handle me farting, then you can't be my boyfriend.
Yeah, it's just like in my, it's totally in my head.
It took me a long time too, so I'm not judging you for it. And maybe one day you'll kind of
be able to like not be so crazy about it.
Yep.
The thing is, I'm pretty sure I like do in my sleep a lot, not gonna lie. And then sometimes like I'll wake up, like it'll startle me and then I'll like stay really still and I'll be like, did he hear that or is he sleeping? It's like, hey baby, can you hear me? Hey, what's up? Or if like he like rolls over like right after, I'm like, oh God, he's awake. He's awake.
I woke him up with my farts. All right, this one's stupid. Sport a facial mask. If you scare yourself when you look in the mirror with a mask, don't you think it's going to scare your partner too? It's like, you are. Those things are terrifying. I'm like, so what?
I would rock that. I would make him rock it too. Yeah, exactly. We get the cucumbers on the eyes and everything. I really want to do a facial mask now. That sounds really nice.
This one I can agree with because I don't want to see somebody else do it. I've seen people do it. It doesn't necessarily bother me, but it's like if I had a choice, I'd be like, that's cool. I don't have to watch. Is the tampon situation either or when you got a new one or whatever.
Oh,
or
like old one. To take it out. Dude, sometimes my boyfriend just must like not be grossed out by anything. But he, when we're like about, like when I forgot and we're about to do it, I'm like, oh no, I gotta go like take my tampon out. I was like, oh, let me do it. And I'm like, no. No. And then his bathroom's upstairs. And so sometimes, and he's roommates. So sometimes I'm like, do you have like a paper towel or like something down here? And like, I'll just do it. Like, and he's like, okay. And then I'm like, don't look at me. Well, like, they turn around. Like, so that it's just, he's so, I don't know. But I'm like, no, you can't. He's like, I'll put it out with my teeth. And I'm like, no. I don't know what's it looking like up there. Like, I don't know how red or not red it's going to be.
I think that would be funny in the shower. It's like pulling the plug, like with like the old school bathtubs. Yeah.
Well, it's funny too because those get like up there. So I'm like, I don't think he'll have to use like a lot of teeth power to like.
No, don't. I wouldn't let him do teeth. I think I'm like, okay, you know what? Fine, go for it. Do it.
Yeah, but I don't want to see anybody else take it out.
I mean, like, I think I've seen people and it's like, okay, whatever.
I've seen people in the locker room that I don't know. It's disgusting. Like if you're my homie and we're both
just
in the bathroom.
I think it's just unsanitary because there's a lot of stuff that's transferred through blood. And if you're just doing it out in the open, that's why you're supposed to wear freaking sandals at the gym.
These are people that don't wear sandals too. They're pulling out their tampons. And they're naked in the sauna, legs wide. It's
like, I don't mind seeing somebody naked or any of that. But it's like, do you understand how disgusting some of these showers and locker rooms are? And it's just like, even if you don't think it's disgusting, do it for our benefit that we don't know what the hell you might have, whether it's hepatitis or whatever blood-borne pathogen.
Or even if you're healthy, like, it's still disgusting. Yes, I know I do the same thing. I have a tampon, too, and this, that, and the other. But, like, that doesn't mean I want to see yours. I barely even want to see mine.
Right. This one's also going to get you riled up. You should never exercise in front of your husband. Honestly, I don't care how much in shape you are. No one wants to look... No one looks their best after dripping sweat all over the treadmill for 45 minutes. Also, exercising or failing at exercising can be embarrassing, and I don't want anyone to watch that. Here is the thing. If you're with your husband, or even lifelong partner, you don't have to look your best 24/7. Yeah. I think what's more important is for you to be at your mental and emotional best.
Plus, yeah, I mean, wow.
It's so stupid, because if you think an ideal marriage is one where you are looking pretty all the time in front of his eyes,
then that's not real.
That is not a real relationship, and it's not destined to succeed unless you're waiting for him to cheat on you. And that's it, honestly, like, or for him to find comfort in someone else, I should say. That's just crazy to me. Like, I totally see myself one day, like, being with somebody who may not be going through a great time, whether it's, we all have dark times in our life, whether you're with the most amazing person or not. And I'd rather see him take steps to being at his emotional and mental best, whether it's therapy and whether it is exercise. Exercise is going to help his emotional state and mental state. Then, like, I don't care if he doesn't look at, like, 100% sexy all the time. He doesn't have, like, chiseled body or any of that.
Plus, like, for me, if you're working out together, like, that is, like, relationship goals. That's,
right?
Like, legit. If you two are going to the gym together, sweating, which, honestly, someone working out, to me, that's hot as hell.
Well, it's like, and you're pumping all that testosterone and stuff.
That's so sexy. Plus, I'm pretty sure some people consider sex an exercise where you sweat.
You're not looking your best.
And you're not looking your best.
Have you seen porn stars, the beginning of the porn and the end? They don't look great.
And let me tell you, they probably take a few takes, too, and, like,
do their makeup.
And stuff. Like,
what kind of unrealistic relationship is this bitch in? Seriously. Next one is get dressed. This is definitely a bigger issue for some women than others. And let's face it, it's not flattering when you're jiggling your booty into extra skinny jeans. Sure, they look great once they're on, but getting there, not the most fun. Dude, I'd want the guy to help me. Like, hey, hold these jeans while I, like, I'll pull them up, man. I can't, man. I need your help.
You do the jumping dance and he, like, lay on the bed and you're, like, wiggling.
It's like, ah. It's like, really?
That's weird.
That's stupid.
Plus, we get up so early that, like, I really don't even care. Like, watch me, don't watch me.
You're going to get mad at this next one.
Oh, no.
Watch trashy TV. Yes, we love the Duggars just as much as you do, but it's definitely an indulgence we indulge in by ourselves and not with an audience.
Whoa.
Hey,
my poor boyfriend, but I've been turning him on to some reality TV. My thing is, it's like, we watch Netflix or we watch recorded shows or whatever, but we, like, switch off. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, dude, I'm really into this show. Can we watch it? He's like, he doesn't care. He's like, dude, I'm really into this show. Let's watch. It's not necessarily my favorite. His is probably not my favorite, or mine's not his favorite, but
it's about balance and doing stuff. Like, you know what? You're not going to like all the same stuff he likes. And it's about compromise. Like, hey, you know what? Let's do this. Let's do that.
Yeah.
And for you, Sarah, you love reality show. And at the end of the day, I will make fun of those shows. But I'm not condemning you for liking them. And I would never say you're a bad person for liking these shows, because it's just what you like.
Yeah, it's just what I'm entertained by. And then he watches all of, you know, shows that sometimes are funny, but I think are stupid. But I'm like, but that's what you find entertaining. Like,
it's like, I'm not going to condemn you for it.
You get this guilty pleasure and I get this guilty pleasure. It's just different.
So for you to hide who you, like, I don't want to say that the show is who you are, but it is a part of who you are. And for you to hide it and to kind of mold yourself into this thing that's unrealistic
and just be like, I can't watch this because you're here.
It's like, stuff like this that I feel is very harmful to female psyche.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if a chick, like, who's just starting to date, like, reads this and, like, thinks these are all, like, the what not to do's.
It's like, I need to be this perfect creature. It's like, no, be you. We are imperfect creatures.
Plus, there's so many people out there, and there's someone for everyone, I feel like.
Like, if you want to be this, like, you know, little perfect Stepford wife where he never sees you jiggle into a pair of skinny jeans and never hears you fart in 50 years of marriage, there's a guy that's totally okay with that and would prefer it that way. But guess what? That's not realistic. That's not the average.
Yeah, and if you don't want that, then don't settle for a guy that wants that.
Yeah, ladies, if there's a guy you're really digging, he's really hot, or he makes a lot of money or whatever, he's just a good person, but he gets mad at you because you had some tacos and you had the aftermath the next morning and he gets mad at you. It's like, I'd get mad if you didn't flush, but it happens.
Or maybe because you like to floss your teeth. Or maybe you're just a bad driver. Like,
hey, I would never have a boyfriend if that was like.
Right. Although this list, after it was done, gave us 12 gross things a husband should never do in front of his wife, which I love that the women's list was 22 and guys is 12.
Wow.
Shall we go through them real
that
quick?
That already pisses me off. Yeah, let's do it.
First one is spit in the sink or.
In the sink.
In the sink or shower. I mix shower and sink together. It's like, why is it with men? What is it with men and spitting? All that phlegm we don't get. I don't get it. But yuck. Seriously, huck a loogie in your own time, dude. But then that's just leave it in the sink like a blob of jelly. Okay, nope. Everyone has to spit in the sink at some point.
Yeah, when you're brushing your teeth.
It's like, if you're going to leave it there, that's not a good idea because it just gets gross. But like, rinse it out. If like, guys are going to spit. Like, I don't know why.
I don't really care if any, like, even if you can spit in the shower too. People pee in the shower. Yeah. I pee in the shower.
Next one is pass gas loudly. Sorry, but really, I don't want anything to do with this. I know some women think it's cute or funny, but I. Do your business in your bathroom.
How can you control the noise?
Like, I think they're meaning like the guys are like, hey, listen to this, and they push real hard.
Oh.
I mean, there's a time and place for everything. If we're at a work function, maybe not a good idea.
It's really funny though, because this is, maybe you can answer this question, but like when a guy does that or says, listen to this or look what I can do, or like even just does it and like looks at you for your reaction, I never know what reaction they want.
I think they want you to laugh.
I just stand there and then I'm like, good one? Or I just do a little, like, what do you want me to do? Like, I don't really I find it like, I don't know.
I think it's hilarious. So because I grew up with my brother, a younger brother, and then our next door neighbor, who is basically my sister, but she has five brothers. Older brothers and one older sister. And the sister was the oldest, so she didn't spend much time around her. So she was a tomboy, plus I was a tomboy growing up with my brother. So we would play this game up until like high school, maybe even after high school, where if one of us had a fart, we had to quickly find a flat surface and try to see how loud we can get it. So my brother would go into the bathroom and sit on the toilet lid.
Oh.
And it just like, or we'd go like push up against the wall and it just make like this louder sound. And it was hilarious to us because that's the kind of humor we like. But like I said, time and place. Like I think that kind of relationship would be funny.
Yeah.
Like I'll even laugh like because I'm, you know, used to my brothers here at the radio station. Steve will fart sometimes and I'll just sit there and laugh because it takes me by surprise.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell was that? I hope it doesn't stink.
Ugh.
Because this is an airtight room. Another one. All right. I do this, so I don't think it's a big deal. Pee in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
It's just going down the drain. It's like, wrap a towel. You know,
I always pee in the shower.
I always do, too. And I've had, like, if I don't drink a whole lot of water, I'm like, crap. Or I have asparagus and stuff. I don't like doing that because I don't like.
A bathroom.
I don't like smelling my own.
Yeah,
when I go, so I'll kind of hold my breath.
No, I don't
when
like
I have
smelling
to.
Anyone's.
Whoa. So, but if I know specifically, I'm like, I went drinking and didn't drink a lot of water. That's not. It's gonna be. Pretty,
it's gonna be bright yellow.
It's gonna be neon at this point. So I'm a little embarrassed sometimes because I'm like, I'm not hydrated, guys.
Yeah, at least you're alone though. So
yeah, but when I have a guy in the shower, that kind of thing.
Oh.
It's like I'm gonna hop in before you pee. Oh, okay, but then yeah. I've had exes.
I don't know if I've ever actually peed in the shower with someone.
Hmm. I've had exes like they'll start to pee. I'm like, you're getting it on my leg, and I used to get mad, and it's just like, whatever. I'm in the shower.
Yeah, I'll just wash it off.
But it's like I had an ex who would joke. He's like, I'm curing any athlete's feet you might have. Like, shut up. You jerk. This one is wipe your bum, like when you're going potty. Like, you should never go poo in front of your lady and never wipe in front of your lady. It's like, okay.
Weird.
I mean, I don't want to see your poo, but okay. Pick your nose.
Oh, it was on ours too.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you kind of like wipe your finger off with something.
Yeah, it's not like you're not like touching me right after.
Yeah, it's like, let me put my finger in your face. It's like, okay, nope. Next one is belch. No burping. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care about that one.
Knock her breast size. If you don't like, it's like your penis. Don't do it to us. We won't do it to you. It's like, yeah, don't make fun of her body in general. That's a jerk move. That one I'll give to them. Pick his toes. Your toes are not sexy, even in, not even the same ballpark as sexy, so leave them alone when you're near us. It's people who like have like an ingrown nail or like are cutting their nails, I guess.
I mean who cares?
My thing is I really don't like feet, so it's like I don't care if you're doing that, just wash your hands afterwards. Or make me think you washed your hands. That's
so would you give a foot massage to your dude?
I would, but I immediately wash my hands.
What if they like just laid their feet on you?
Depends. It depends if I could smell your feet, they're stinky, I really don't want them on me.
Yeah.
If they just have like their feet on my lap, I don't really care. Okay. But I don't want to touch your feet when I'm relaxing. Like I would rather have your legs on my lap and have your feet hang off.
Huh.
This one's an obvious one though. Ogle their friend. Don't check out their friend. Oh. That's pretty self-explanatory. Scratch your boys.
No, you can scratch your boys.
I don't care. I mean, if you're gross and sweaty, I might make you shower.
Except
like, if they're itchy, wash yourself.
It is weird when we're watching TV and his hands are down his pants, like, and, like moving. And I'm like, what are you doing down there? Like, I'm just holding them.
Like, that's comfort for some guys.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Like, don't you ever, like, just stick your hands in your shirt and just grab your boobs?
No. I do cross my hands and cross my, like, legs. So uh-huh. It's, like, kind of close to my hoo-ha, but that's just to keep them warm.
Yeah, I'll sometimes be walking around and just like stick my hand, like if I'm wearing like a hoodie or like
I'll
like,
hold on
I'll just
protection.
Hold on to my boobs, like especially if I'm not wearing a bra at home, I'll just like hold on to them, like okay,
they're still there, they
or
still
I'll
feel
grab,
good.
I'll grab my butt and just kind of hold it. I don't know why, it's comfort. Next one, floss your teeth.
No, I'd rather you floss your teeth than not floss your teeth,
right?
Like
I don't care, like you're flossing your teeth,
cool.
It's not, oh my God, I can't look at that. Oh, get over it. This one's kind of funny. Take off skid marked underwear. Learn to wipe or wash them before we see them. It's that simple. Yeah, learn to wipe.
Ew, like there's like
poo marks. It's like, what are you, five? I've only seen little kids with those.
Oh, that would be so
That's
weird.
Why I get like the flushable wipes. Just wipe
Ooh,
your butt afterwards.
Is that like wet wipes?
Mm-hmm. They're flushable. Although I'm kind of annoyed because my roommates bought the cheaper version and you can only flush one at a time. The other ones like immediately started like, what is it? Decomposing or deconstructing right after you flush it. So I'm like, we're not a bad septic system, aren't we?
Yeah.
And I think that was it. I was like, yeah, 12.
Wow.
I'm just like, God damn. I think just be you. And I'm sure there's crazy that matches your crazy.
True death. There really is, though. There, and then, you know, when you look at people and you're like, how the heck did they? And then you meet them and you're like, oh, wow, you guys are really similar. Crazy.
Like, I like being me. I don't want to have to worry about
stupid things like that. Yeah. Like everyday things that like should be acceptable.
Yeah, I don't know.
And unfortunately are way more acceptable for a dude than a female.
It's like, if you can do it, I feel like I should be allowed to. Even if I don't want to do it, I should not be criticized.
Be. Yeah.
And that's what gets me.
And something is like, oh, but you're a lady. Like, it's
no,
like, so? I'm a human.
It's like, I have to fart sometimes. I don't do it in front of my coworkers. Like, I still don't want to do it at work. Like, I don't want to fart and I don't want to talk about, I mean, I will talk about doing it, but I don't want to do it in front of someone just because I don't know how loud or, you know, fragrant it will be.
Yeah.
But that's just my personal preference, but I'm not going to condemn somebody for doing it. Like, if one squeaked out of you, I'd probably laugh because I think it would be hilarious, but I'm not going to get like, oh, gross, Sarah's so gross. She farted.
I know. Ugh.
I don't know. Just be you. Moral of the story, just be you.
And hopefully it'll become more acceptable.
I think so. I think as time is going, like we went to the radio boot camp in Atlanta in August.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one of the panels, the ladies were like, so guys, if we don't want to, like, don't talk about anything like below the belly button because girls don't like that. It's like what? Urinating and pooing? Like, I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, but see, that's still like such a like a thing we have. Like, that is what a lot of women don't like, you know.
And I'm wondering, is it because we're told we can't do it, so we're not allowed to like it or think it's funny? And I think eventually it's gonna shift. There's still gonna be people who don't like it, but I feel like it's gonna eventually shift and be not a big deal.
Yeah, when some dudes don't like it.
Yeah, there's
like
guys,
we were talking about on the main show, like my dad really doesn't like it either, but
yeah,
he didn't grow up with it either.
Yeah,
so I think that was just kind of like passed down to like me and my brother. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think I've ever heard my brother fart ever.
Really? My brother farts on me.
Life. See, is that's so weird.
Well, like, my brother and I, like, to this day, like, he'll, like, kind of, I remember we were adults, but quite a few years ago. He kind of, like, he gets his butt kind of on me. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I got to fart. I'm like, you better not. And he just burp and then runs away. I'm like, you a-hole.
Yeah.
And I chase him and try to kick his ass, but he's stronger
now. And that's, like,
now.
Super normal for, like, family. But it's just weird how, like, different people are raised. So it, like, carries on to your adult life.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? Like, if my brother did that, I'd be like, Joey, are you okay? Like, is something going on?
Oh, well.
Tell us your do's or don'ts, or like what you think is like appropriate or not appropriate. Or does your significant other do something that you absolutely hate?
Yeah, do let us know. You can send us a text, all that good stuff. Our message, Facebook messages work just as great. But like, or what is something that you wish more people would be okay with doing, or you think should be rule? I mean, if you don't think that we should be farting in front of each other in general, that could be a thing. That could just, you know, that's your thing. Just let us know.
Did you give the number out?
Yeah, earlier today, but I don't have it on me.
I forgot already.
All right, I'll look it up real quick. But like, I think the one thing that we shouldn't do, like the big thing for me, is we should never be putting down people. We should never be like our significant others, whether mentally or like even physically. Like a girl, like I saw this meme or video gif. It's like, hey, when your girl finds out about your side chick and she's beat, like she put baby oil outside the bathtub when he got out of the shower. And he slid, and so she brought a bell and started whipping him with it. He's like, I'm not cheating on you. She's like, oh, yeah. She starts whipping him with a bell, and it's supposed to be funny. But I'm sitting here. I'm like, what if it was that the other way around?
Ooh.
That would not be cool.
Yeah, no.
I don't think that would not be funny.
Yeah.
And so I think as long as you're not physically or emotionally, mentally, any kind of abusive, I think you're good.
Yeah, well, don't cheat either.
Yeah, don't be. But if you're going to cheat, just get the hell out of that relationship. But yeah, give us a call or text 253-778-6029.
Your do's and don'ts.
Yeah. So hit us up. We're going to go enjoy the weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.